Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people.
There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot, Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy if you are listening to this for the first time or watching it for the first time, or if you're returning, obviously, love all you guys as always. And of course, stay encouraged. Now more than ever, the more we go forward in this whole thing, the more we all need to be encouraged. As you guys can see, I haven't done really an episode in, I think, like a month. I've just been sharing, you know, clips and stuff. And then, of course, interviews I've been doing and talking and stuff with people. Frankly, guys, there's not been a lot new going in the sense that, like, a lot of what we're seeing are psyops, red flags, and false flags, which I think from both sides. So it's kind of like we're not really for sure good guys, bad guys, or whatever the white hats look like, whatever group they are, or smaller group or bigger group, or whatever it looks like, we're seeing that fog of war. So that's kind of what we're in right now. Which is why I haven't really done an episode. Because, I mean, I've just kind of been showing you some of the red pilling, you know, on Fox, getting people, probably the American people, ready for whatever's coming. But it sounds like, it's looking like it may be a little bit longer of a game than we all thought in the beginning. We'll just see. Like I said, I'm a small person. I have no idea on a military scale what the best thing for America is right now. At, you know, like in the long game, not just right now. I know it hurts right now, a lot of stuff, but it's like, you know, you can't just think about the here and the now. You got to think about the long term and stuff. But I mean, think about, guys, we just got so much going on, okay? Just off the top of my head, I can name like 10 things. Okay, we got the Russia-Ukraine stuff going on, and more than likely Putin's moving on Poland, but, you know, it's a good thing. But anyways, we still got that going on. And, of course, China eyeing Taiwan, we got that going on, right? Okay, that's worldwide and stuff. Homeland-wise, holy crap, guys, we have inflation. The stock market is continuing. That bubble is starting to starting to deflate. Okay, I can't do a good sound of it, but that's happening. So we've got that. Like I said, inflation. We got high gas prices. Okay, energy already expecting blackouts, which rolling blackouts, not like across the board and stuff, but got that coming. We got on the health side of things, we got, you know, like monkeypox, which is another thing. But anyways, we got that. Apparently a new COVID, it's not a variant, I don't think, but they're saying it's going to be a resurgence, or it's resurgence, so masks are coming back. Ah! Okay, so we got that. We got also the baby formula thing, the baby formula food, baby formula shortage thing. We got food processing plants blowing up, so, or being hit, or whatever. So guys, I mean, just take all of that. Like, we've got all of that going on. And plus, okay, which I'm not going to comment on, guys, I have no idea about, you know, all these shootings, and particularly the just most recent one in Uvalde. Okay, guys, I've listened to some of the stuff from some of the Patriot channels, and I've listened to Fox. And I think both sides, something weird. There's a lot of weird things about it. A lot of the people that you're seeing on Fox, I will guarantee it. I have watched TV all my life. I love actors and actresses and TV and entertainment and TV shows and everything. A lot of the people that we're seeing are not probably really sheriffs or deputies or whatever. I'm telling you, they're probably actors. They talk like it. They're mannerisms. They're theater people. Some type. Okay. A lot of them probably are. Okay. There's something weird going on there. But I have been told it is a red flag, which is different than a false flag. A false flag is when an event doesn't happen. An event really doesn't happen, but it's made to look like it does. So it'll trigger an event. A red flag apparently is when an event really does happen. But it's caused, you know, by some people who want that, like a certain something to come from that event. Okay. So that's what I've been told. So either way, more than likely, we probably know all those people did die. Maybe more. I don't know. Guys, there's, like I said, I just don't comment on it just because I haven't done an episode because there's not really much I can comment on because it's really just my commentary. Because guys, I have no idea. Okay. The monkeypox thing, I have no idea. The Uvalde shooting, who really was behind it? One thing I have seen, my dad told me this, and I did look it up. I think it was on maybe the Gateway Pundit or something else. The kid who shot up the school, okay? Reese, he had a brand new, I think a $50,000 to $60,000 truck, and he had apparently the guns and ammo that he had apparently I think was like $5,000 altogether or like $4,000. So he had a total of about $54,000 to $64,000 worth of stuff. An 18-year-old, where did he get that? Who gave it to him? So where did he get that money? So okay, guys, a lot of this stuff reeks of really bad stuff. So like I said, that's why I've not really done an episode recently, just because there's not been much, because it's really just my opinion on stuff is pretty much what we're seeing. So I still obviously am going to be doing my interviews and stuff and having good people on, because there's really a lot of great stuff going on now, guys. Even if we are in a really, really longer game than we thought, even if we're talking about like a year or 2 years or something, okay? However long this game is going to be, and to the people, persons, groups, white hats, good guys, military, QFS, like whatever team they are, Trump's team or something, whether they're all different people working together, whatever the situation is, given them credit, because we know in a war, you can't anticipate everything. So I will guarantee that they probably encountered things that they didn't plan on. So this game may have not been meant to go as long, but for those of you who know war, all you have to do is play the game Risk. Yeah, you have to do the long game, which, I mean, Risk is like very, it's not, you know, as broad of a scale as this is going on, but you have to think not only nationally, but internationally, how things are going to happen. So like I said, so I'll give that credit to them and stuff, because I know a lot of people have thought maybe they could have done stuff sooner, saved more people, like from the COVID injections, they're not vaccines. So like the COVID injections, vaccine things. Okay. And I get that. So there's just there, it's easy to stand here and say like, this is how you should have done it. This is what you should have done. It's like, you know, you can't go back and do anything. You just kind of have to learn from your mistakes and move on. So, and the same thing in war with generals, which is kind of what these good guys or white hats or whatever we want, excuse me, what to call them are. But we've got, so that was just a little bit of me saying that I understand the position that they're in, even if some more innocent people died than had to because they made a mistake, you know, mistakes do happen. The point is just trying to, you know, make sure you don't make that mistake again, whatever. So I do get that. I said that thing and then I just lost my train of thought. But we've got all this stuff going on. Like I said, that's why I've not had on episodes. Like I said, oh, right. My interviews and stuff. I've got a lot of great people coming on because there's still a lot of stuff people can do locally, waking people up, you know, about COVID and stuff. And then now a lot of it isn't waking people up on COVID because a lot of people who have already been vaccinated, like have already been. So now what we all need to do is, you know, helping sharing information about things that can detox people from the effects of the vaccine. Because there actually is a lot of stuff about that. So I'm going to try to get some people on to, you know, talk about that. Because there actually is a lot of stuff that people can do, even if you've had the vaccine. Like there's stuff you can do to help, you know, rebuild your immune system and stuff. So it's kind of, you know, letting people know those resources, because a lot of people now know the vaccines are bad, but a lot of them have already been vaccinated. So it's like, oh gosh, what do I do? It's like, hey, you know what? trying to help as many people as we can from that. Also, same thing with, like I said, the voter fraud stuff, 2000 Mules, just saw that this past week. Great film. It's continuing to be in theaters, I believe. I know it's this week and also I think next week. So that's a great film to go see. Tip of the iceberg. Project Veritas hasn't released, I don't think, the majority of their findings yet. So that's probably going to be a big bombshell whenever it does. 2000 Mules, which originally it was only supposed to be a 2-night event, and ended up going into a week of like having like 5 or 6 showtimes a day, like a regular movie. And then it's continued into this week. So we'll see what happens as a week so forward, because a lot of people are going to see. It's a great film. And it's really good because it comes at the perspective that it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, like liberal, conservative, we should all, and of course we know the left won't hear anything about election fraud, even just to have the conversation with someone who like is differing on a point. And so I think people are starting to see that. They're like, hey, you know what? At least the right, the conservatives, will at least have a conversation with somebody who disagrees about, like, with us on an issue, right? But the left, of course, isn't. So there's, my mind's almost kind of just firing. So, because there's so many things happening, or not happening, but there's a lot of events occurring right now, whether real or not. Whatever the agenda is, whoever's controlling the strings behind both of them. So there is all of that going on. But there's a lot of stuff that we can do locally and stuff. And I say right now, a lot of what I've done with a lot of stuff that's happening, I still listen to, you know, Fox just to see some of the red pills. And that's why I keep, you know, sharing some of the clips and stuff. But and then, of course, talking with people I do interviews. But for the most part, I'm just kind of sitting back and doing what I normally do, you know, working, binge watching my TV shows and movies. And I'm like, I'm still going to probably be watching MK Ultra and Deep State even when all this stuff happens and, you know, Hollywood gets cleaned up or starts to clean up or whatever, the entertainment industry. I'm still going to watch the stuff with Tom Hanks and Tom Cruise. I really want to go see Top Gun Maverick, even though whether it's Tom Cruise or not, it kind of doesn't look like him. But whether it's him, CGI, Body Double, I'm like, it looks like a good movie. Stranger Things came out this past Friday, and the first part of the season. And oh my gosh, season 4. I was like, I was so excited. Oh my gosh, I seriously loved. Oh my gosh, it was so excited. I've been waiting for like 2.5 years for that to come out, the new season of Stranger Things. So, which obviously means I haven't canceled my Netflix subscription. If you want to, if your conscience is saying you should, do. But if you don't want to, if you like your shows on there, that's okay too. It's just, it's whatever you feel is best for you. So all this to say, just, we're going in the summer, you know, just enjoy what you normally do. Your TV shows, going on vacation with your families, going on picnics and to the lake. And it's okay to still go to the movies. If you feel it's okay to go to the movies, go to the movies. It's okay. I'm not letting the deep state, you know, take my joy and my love of shows like Family Matters. I actually have it paused right here while I'm taping this. I actually have it paused on the TV right there. I've been binge watching that over the last couple months and stuff. And it's a great show. Family Matters. It's with Steve Urkel. So a lot of you guys probably, it's from the 90s. So it's a really good show. But just continue enjoying what you like doing. I may do some updates, you know, here from time to time. But guys, if we are in more of the long game, nothing we do is going to really speed it up or slow it down. I mean, technically, I am a very small player in this. The Lord hasn't, you know, put me in a position with a lot of power or a lot of money or anything to really do anything big out here. But I'm like, you know, I'm on the Republican Party in my community and stuff. And I've been looking, you know, for these last months. And since last year, you know, at the voter fraud stuff. So we'll see what goes on there, because I know there was voter fraud that went on here in Kentucky and stuff. But there's a lot of stuff that you can do in your community. And like I said, just enjoy it. And also, it's okay to be friends with people who are still in, you know, like a matrix of sorts, or who still maybe don't think, you know, there was voter fraud. Just don't get, you know, into an argument or a debate. Just kind of talk rationally. You know, we can all do that. You know, we're all people in this country here legally that are, you know, or who are going through the process and then are going to become, I'm like, you know what, or legal, all of us, we're all Americans. And even more than that, just as people, whatever country you're listening to this or watching it from, we're all people. And we have that in common. And a lot of these evil people who, you know, have controlled a lot of the strings for a long time, it's a very small percentage. And so there are so many great people all across this land, even if we disagree on issues, whether it's gun control or pro-choice versus pro-life, which obviously as a Christian, I'm completely pro-life. I believe abortion anyway, but I know probably a lot of you watching may not agree with that, or like you may agree, okay, maybe at a certain point. And even though I would disagree with that, we need to all come to a table and have a conversation. That's the thing. And I think that's the thing that American people more and more are waking up to from both sides of the aisle are seeing that ones on the right, for the most part, and or conservatives, we're able to, you know, sit down and have a rational conversation with somebody who disagrees with us. It's like, hey, let's just sit down like at Panera or something, have a cup of coffee or something, and let's talk through this, or sit down at the, like wherever you're sitting down at. So, but then after you're done, you can still go and like watch Top Gun Maverick or go to a concert because it's both the people, it's people that you both like. So it's finding commonalities. You can usually find commonalities with almost anybody you're around. You can find some area of commonality. So that's what we need to be doing right now. Like I said, things may get bad. Planning for the worst and hoping for the best. But honestly, I have been confirmed a couple times from people that I do really trust. It's not going to get so bad out here where you're like almost going to need to eat your pet. Okay. So it's not going to get that bad. if it goes bad, it's not going to get that bad. So just like having a few weeks worth of some jugs of water and some beans and cornbread. Beans and cornbread will not kill you. If things got to where, you know, you might have to eat on beans and cornbread for a little bit, beans and cornbread will do just fine. Just a bunch of cans. And like I said, they're preservatives and stuff, so they last. So there's a lot of stuff like that that you can do. Like I said, I really don't think it's going to get that bad, but we'll see. All of us have been wrong. All of us patriots have been wrong at some area at some point. Okay. In calling things or saying it's going to happen this way. Not all of us have been, including me. You guys, if you guys go back and listen to me, honestly, I've been wrong on multiple things. I really did think this wasn't going to be as much of a long game as it has been. Hey, I was wrong. You know what? C'est la vie. The world continues to go on. It's not the end of the world because as far as I can see, the world's still spinning around. So the sun keeps coming up and the moon keeps going down. So the sun keeps coming up at the beginning of the day. But there's a lot of things we can do. Like I said, right now, just, you know, helping your fellow neighbors and people around you and just continuing, like I said, I mean, going to farmers markets, doing stuff locally. There's a lot of stuff transitioning. We're already making that transition over, like looking at getting our own garden, already trying to eat healthier, like finding, you know, higher pH level water and stuff. And just there's a lot of things you can do and just start the transition kind of over to just a healthier lifestyle anyways, but also health and mentally. Whatever the people at the top of this or whatever, the fight that's going on between the good guys, the deep state, whatever, you know, however that's working and however that's playing out, we are all still in this together and we all still love, you know, doing the things that we like to do. Like, I seriously just sounded like Kamala Harris. We love to do the things we like to do. That's an oxymoron. I've listened to so many of the clips on Fox News. It's probably the Project Mockingbird. It's getting into my head and making me talk like Kamala. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Somebody kill me right now if I start talking like Kamala. Oh my gosh. But, and then of course I just lost my train of thought like Joe Biden. I've been listening to too much the Fox probably. Probably true. But guys, we're all in this together. And honestly, I think this is going to be, you know, a lot better. This is going to be good whenever a lot of stuff happens, even if it's a year or two, but we can still enjoy the time that we are now. And still enjoy the time going forward and still enjoy going to the lake and enjoying the summer and smoothies and ice cream and water parks and camping and vacations and everything else that you do. Just enjoy spending time with your families and enjoy watching like one of your favorite rom-coms or sitcoms. That's what I think they're called. Yeah, sitcoms. I think that's the category that Family Matters falls into. And if you don't have any now that you enjoy, like I said, go back and get something like Family Matters or Different Strokes or, gosh, The Jeffersons. And I'm realizing I'm thinking only of Black TV right now. Well, what they call Black TV, which is totally a racist thing that they call it Black TV. Because it's like, it's just TV. It's just got people who are darker skinned in it as, you know, actors anyways. But those are all great. Those are all great shows. They're all great shows. Full House, which I know I still enjoy it, even though some of the characters in there and stuff are bad. But it's just there's a lot of great old TV shows, old movies, just that we can enjoy and stuff. So just kind of wanted to do a quick episode just to let you guys know I'm still here. Haven't, you know, fallen off the face of the earth or anything, but there's a lot of stuff going on. Obviously right now it's hard to believe anything right now, but it's okay to still enjoy stuff, quote unquote, in the Matrix. It's okay. I'm doing it and I'm having fun. So people have asked me, they're like, how do you stay so optimistic in this? And I'm like, I still just enjoy what I enjoy. And plus as a Christian, my faith isn't in this world. So I think that's also one of the things. And stuff too. But of course, always, I love all of you guys. Hopefully you guys found this encouraging. Hopefully I did try to do it to encourage you guys. We'll see how often I do episodes. Maybe I'll make them change a little bit more. Maybe like go back, get some more like stuff and kind of walk you guys through some steps for any of you newbies out here who've just come out of the Matrix maybe, and then kind of don't know some of the stuff. Maybe I'll do that, but it's like, still going to be doing, you know, putting clips up and interviews and stuff. So we're all going to be in this together as we just go through this game, whether it's longer or shorter. We're going to all be here together. So as I said, love you guys. And remember to stay encouraged. Encourage each other. But of course, remember to stay encouraged yourselves, because if you aren't encouraged yourself, you're not really going to be able to encourage other ones. So, and like I said, just sit back and grab your popcorn and you can watch, you know, the game that's going on, the show that's going on, you know, and whether it's Fox News or kind of out here in the main front, you can see some of that, but also you can enjoy like Family Matters or the new season of Stranger Things, which is awesome. If any of you are Stranger Things fans and have not seen the newest, if you're Stranger Things fans, you probably have already seen the new season or the first half of the new season. But if you have not, it is awesome. I'm telling you, you do not see the Yeti coming. It is awesome. It is awesome. So, all right. Love you guys. And remember to stay encouraged. And this is your friendly neighborhood, Patriot Hannah, signing off. And I will see you guys again very soon. Hello, fellow Patriots, and thank you all so much for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this episode today, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a genius in many, many areas, and his products are absolutely no exception. Mattress toppers, sheets, slippers, bath towels, and, of course, pillows are just a few of his many products that you can find at MyPillow.com. When you use promo code Hannah, you can get up to 66% off of all his amazing line of products. My bedroom personally is absolutely filled with all kinds of his products, and my dog Katie absolutely loves her MyPillow dog bed. Well, at least when my kitty Demi isn't stealing Katie's spot on it. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can all defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off and saying, remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.